From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today, our focus is largely on Oak Island in Brunswick County. We'll meet Kevin Lindsay and John Bach, both running for a seat on town council there. But first, we're going to spend some time with one of the two contenders for mayor in the town of Curie Beach. Emily Swearingen, the current mayor, is running again. However, she's seeking to rejoin Curie Beach government as a commissioner, a role she played before becoming mayor. That means the field is open. Craig Blazinski, a current member of council, is pursuing that seat, as is a political newcomer in Curie Beach, Chris Hald. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are a couple of ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday edition. You can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Curie Beach is the smallest of the three beach towns in New Hanover County, sandwiched between Fort Fisher and Carolina Beach. It's governed by a mayor and a town council of four commissioners. Joining me now is Chris Hald, who is competing with Craig Blazinski for the mayoral seat in Curie Beach. Blazinski is a current commissioner, Chris Hald a newcomer. Chris Hald has lived in Texas, Colorado, New York, Honduras, and Georgia before landing in Curie Beach. He served in the U.S. Army as a combat engineer for 4 years. He's also worked in the service industry, including at the Rainbow Room, the Swiss Drake Hotel, the New Yorker Hotel, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Chris Hald, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much.
You begin your candidate statement with what you would not do as mayor of Curie Beach. And as you phrase it, you will not put your nose into the police and fire departments. You will leave that to the professionals. What do you mean by that? What's happening now with current council or the mayor to make you say that?
I think the police department and the fire department are A1, and there's no reason for me to have to check on them because they're professionals and I'm not a professional person. I wouldn't know how to arrest a person or even arrest myself. We have no crime at all almost in Curie Beach. It's very small community. The average age of a person there is about 53. But we do have crime and the police department handle it very well. As mayor, that's not really my job. It's the police chief's job or the fire chief's job to delegate what should be done. If they want my advice, I'll be happy to give it. But as I said, I'd like to leave that to the people that have been trained professionally.
You say that you also have a residence in New York City, and New York City has been your home for many years, as well as Curie Beach, and you have connections to Wilmington. Why? And you also say that after the election, you'll travel back to New York City, regardless of the way the election goes. Why do you want to be mayor of Curie Beach, especially if you're not here all the time?
Well, I am here basically all the time now because I adopted a dog, and he's an outdoor dog, and he likes the backyard. So my wife and I are living between a dog. He doesn't like it up in New York, so he likes the backyard. That's why I'm here. Reason why I wanted to run for mayor is because there was a survey and the city council proposed to have a new, bigger police station and fire department. And there was a survey, 20% said yes, 20% said they didn't know, and 60% said they didn't want any growth at all of the city hall or the fire department or the police department.
Which is underway now. There's an expansion going on.
Yes, and they proposed this and put that in motion before the citizens even knew about it. And I just felt that living in a country where there's democracy and the voters should have the last say, the city council and the mayor are still going on with it. And I think that if 60% of the community says no, the city council and the mayor should listen to the people.
You also have some ideas relating to maintaining property values. What are those?
Trying to keep Curie Beach as pristine as possible. Our infrastructure, I think, right now is more important than the police department or the fire department because of hurricanes, hard rains, flooding. And we just need to worry about how to get the water out and drained out and back into the ocean, or have some kind of a sewage system that's a little better than it is now.
And how would you move forward with improving the flooding issue in Curie Beach?
I would, I would have a better drainage system, especially in the flood zones. And you just have to dig into the ground, have pipes, and just like in any city, and when the rain comes in, it goes into the pipes and it'll be taken back out to the ocean. I'm even thinking, just off the top of my head, just to like have plastic containers, maybe 8 feet by 8 feet, that could, on wheels, that could catch the rain and could be taken back and have some kind of a plastic pipe or to drain it back into the water. We have to worry about our beaches, replenishing it with sand.
How would you, everybody, all the beach towns are struggling to find that magic formula for beach nourishment funding and shoreline protection. What do you think the formula should look like?
Well, I don't understand why when you get a paycheck, it says in the back, federal is taken out, state is taken out, but it's never itemized. We live close to a Sunny Point, and we live close to energy with the uranium. I can't think of it right now.
A nuclear power plant.
And they're very close by. And I think that the federal government, which is us and our tax money, we should be able to have a little bit more money to help Curie Beach. And we shouldn't have to, we need more money. And the federal government needs to give us more money to work on our beaches and to work on our drainage system. Because if something happens, you know, I'm looking at it as where if people have to be evacuated and they have to fly into Curie and then fly to New Haven Hospital or something, New Hanover, I should say. We just need to be more diligent about Mother Nature. And I just think the infrastructure is most important.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now is Curie Beach mayoral candidate Chris Hald. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. Chris Hald, you say that you support term limits for council persons and the mayor. Where does that come from? Who are you concerned about? Who's been in office too long in Curie Beach?
No one. I just think it's better to term limits, two terms for each city council person, two terms for the mayor. Fresh blood, fresh ideas. I think I'm not picking names or anything, but I'm just saying people get comfortable, and there's people that might have better ideas and they can implement them better if they're sitting in the seat making the decisions. And I just think term limits are a good idea.
So if we imagine you as fresh blood and new ideas, throw out your best idea. What is the one thing that you think could materially change Curie Beach for the better?
By leaving it alone. They want to the 5.5 million, it was 5 million, now it's 5.5 million for the fire department and the police department. I would buy every lot that's available, and I just let nature take it over and let the trees grow, and it would be good for high winds. And if there's a hurricane or something, it would catch things that are flying. We can't handle the growth that we have now with the infrastructure we have.
So your strategy is to essentially stop growth and stop people from moving in.
Well, if the city owns some of the lots and let it go back to where nature had it at one time, Yes, and it would increase houses. Prices of houses, like in New York City and Manhattan, apartments are very hard to come by because there's a shortage of apartments. There's a shortage of housing. We don't have that. We only have one gas station. We have three restaurants. We have a pier and one bar. So, and the infrastructure in the roads is the most important thing. It's just on Old River Road, all the houses and stuff that are going to be built, they're going to come over to Curry Beach, and it's going to be first come, first serve. And the parking's going to be tough, and we can't handle it all. So I think the infrastructure should be first.
We're talking with Chris Hald. He's running for mayor of Curry Beach. You can ask your own question. We have a few minutes left during the live Wednesday edition of this interview. You can call us at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Chris Hald, you also say that leaving only a few to make decisions is worrisome to you, but if you were elected as mayor, you would be one of those few. Certainly the structure of the town government isn't going to change. And people elect representatives so that that group, those few people can enact policy. So how would this be different if you were elected? What do you really mean by that statement?
My statement's very simple. The survey went out. 20% said they did not want the... 20% said yes, fire department and the police department should be expanded. 20% said they didn't know. And 60% said they didn't want any expansion.
So
I would go with the 60%. I would throw out any ideas that the city council has or I have to make the improve Curry Beach. If the citizens want it, that's the way it goes. But I mean, the survey says 60% they don't want it, and the city council started this before even notifying the citizens of Curry Beach.
Curry Beach spends a significant portion of its money from the room occupancy tax on advertising for the town. Do you think the advertising is effective and that Curry Beach does a good job of distinguishing itself from nearby beach towns like Carolina Beach or Bald Head Island or Wrightsville Beach? And does it need to?
I don't think so. Curry Beach is famous. We have it was one of the last battlegrounds of the Civil War. Everybody in Wilmington knows where it is, and we can advertise, but as I said, we don't have that much space. I mean, people come every summer, years and years. So advertising is great, but the people that are going to come are the people that are the regulars that come every summer and stay and bring their families like they've done for 10, 15, 20 years.
You've talked about letting town-owned lots just go back to being overgrown and letting trees grow up on them. Do you think that Curry Beach needs to do anything to enhance its downtown business district?
No, I want Curry Beach to be as pristine as possible. I don't want any huge growth. We can't, Sunny Point says we can't build anything past 35 feet. And I just would like to have a very pristine and very much a little small, nice little beach town. And I think we need more federal money. And that's one thing I'm going to try to do if I become mayor is buttonhole these guys up in the Capitol and up in D.C. and ask them, why aren't we getting any more money? Because we're at the mouth of Fair River, and it's a very strategic point.
What would you think? Curry Beach and Carolina Beach have differing regulations when it comes to issues like golf carts and like dogs on the beach. That can be confusing for tourists who don't know where the line is or that, in fact, there is a line and regulations change. Would you ever consider consolidating the two towns? Or collaborating more with Carolina Beach?
The fire department, police department work in tandem. They help each other out, and they do a great job. The dogs on the beach, Just to have a sign, you know, this is Curry, you're entering Curry Beach, and or you're leaving Curry Beach. Just like if you're driving in a car, someone on a beach should be able to read the sign and the rules of Curry Beach or the rules of Carolina Beach about having dogs on the beach. I just want to say I'm against oil drilling, and I'd like to say something about the people talking about the windmills in the ocean and stuff like that. Solar panels on housing would be just as effective. And I don't know why anybody would want to put a windmill out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
So you oppose offshore wind?
Yes.
Now, as a member of town council, you certainly would not have policymaking authority. So how would you leverage your opinions into policy? What would you do about that?
Well, I would just, this is how I feel. If the city people want it, fine. But I mean, the people would have to say yes or no for it. But I'm against it.
Chris Hald, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this 90-second break, our focus turns to Oak Island. We'll meet Town Council candidate Kevin Lindsay, and we're taking your questions on this live Wednesday edition at coastline@whqr.org or 910-343-1138. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.